Now,
the rest of the story. Fathers, perhaps especially, adore daughters. Yet once in a while, one of those rare close relationships emerges between a daddy and his little girl, and one such was that of Jack and his daughter Peggy. She was named Margaret for her mother, but called Peggy for as long as anybody could remember, and in all of the basic ways that make people what they are, Peggy was like her father. He, Jack, was a vigorous, uncompromising man, a hard-edged workaholic who parlayed $7,000 into a multi-million dollar empire. In his youth, Jack had been an outstanding athlete, a boxer who took up rowing to win the single sculls championship in the 1920 Olympics. Well, from an early age, it was clear that daughter Peggy was made of the same stuff. She was a tomboy, excelled at any sport she tackled. She was hard-driving, self-confident. She possessed her father's outrageous sense of humor. All their lives, Jack and Peggy played tricks on each other, traded jokes, shared ideas that would have seemed inane or insane to anyone but them. They had charisma, people often said, evident particularly when the two were together, which when Peggy was growing up was almost always. In her teens, Peggy became interested in the theater, joined the East Falls Old Academy of Players. For her, it was something fun to do, nothing serious. But Dad was certain from the very moment he saw his beautiful daughter stride across the stage, if she wanted to, Peggy could become the finest actress in the world. How close were Jack and Peggy? Maybe this answers that. Jack's second born, his son John Jr., got married, made the old man a grandfather. That first grandchild was a girl. But when John Jr. complained that his first child was not a boy, his father admonished him. He said, "You be happy that you've got a girl." Jack said, "After all, the greatest joy in my life has been Peggy." End quote. How would you like to have been Peggy's younger sister? Or worse, Peggy's ignored younger sister? Or worse still, Peggy's often derided younger sister? There was one. And her name was Gracie. She was everything Peggy was not. Gracie was a nearsighted, bespectacled bookworm, shy, slightly awkward, a failure at every sport she attempted. She worshipped older sister Peggy, and Peggy took advantage of turning Gracie into an errand girl. Jack, their father, often insisted that anything Gracie could do, Peggy could always do better. In fact, he kept saying that. Even after Gracie emerged Cinderella-like as a movie star, and more. The father was continually bewildered by Gracie's success. Even on the night she received an Oscar, Daddy Jack told reporters, "I always thought it would be Peggy." The world remembers Peggy's younger sister as the princess, and indeed, after all was said and done, it was Gracie's foot that fit the glass slipper. But now you'll always recall the bespectacled bookworm, the family introvert who grew up in the shadow of an older sister, the girl who, deprived of her father's approval, never felt that she had quite arrived, and yet who used the silver screen as a stepping stone to a throne. Perhaps until now you never heard of favored daughter Peggy Kelly. Instead, you know her awkward, backward younger sister, Grace Kelly, who became Her Grace, the Princess of Monaco. And now you know the rest of the story.